Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, wait a minute, I just messed up. Wait a minute, I forgot something. You know what?
Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a second, I just did something wrong.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about. What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary.
Bear with me,
this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see.
I'm
privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here again. We are going to start in one more second. I just clicked something over. Today is such an exciting show. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there starting up in a second, so I just bear with me for 1 second, and then we'll get our show started. And look, so forward to seeing everybody again this week, or hearing everybody, and then hopefully seeing you on one of our webinars soon. Let's see. I love technology, but when there's a little glitch, it can just hold us up, but only for about a minute. Let's see what I did here. And we're fixing it. Here we go. Thank you for your patience. So here we are today again on Realty Universal Radio. I love being here. And today we have a special guest who was on once before. And we're going to talk today about power, solar, giving back, networking, why it makes so much sense to network in today's day and age. You know, networking's been around. There's so many different networking companies and businesses, and it's been around a long time, years and years ago. People may remember hearing of Amway, and Mary Kay, and so much has gone on over the years where the networking works for everybody, the consumer and people involved. But I don't think there's a time that it works better than in today's day and age with social networking and getting it out to your friends and your peers, all while making a difference. So today, Ted and I, and Ted, by the way, is an icon in the real estate industry. He's been in longer than me, and that's like, oh my gosh, a long time. He's joining us, and I want to tell you a little bit about Ted because he's so remarkable, and when we go into everything, you'll see his heart is so into this with power and solar and still real estate and people. And to be in this many years, you have to be really dedicated and strong, a good business person. It just takes all of the above, and that's Ted. He told us his broker was a guy by the name of Hyman Adler. Now, this is when he was a kid. He was one of the best men who ever came into my life, Ted said. When I told him what had happened to me, and we'll hear that story, his face lit up, and he grabbed me and hugged me and said, "My boy, that was the best thing they could have done for you." And I was thinking, oh, really? Well, Ted went to work, and at the end of 3 years, Ted obtained his broker's license and became an associate broker. Within 3 years after that, he became sales manager. He said, Hyman Adler taught me everything in the business from A to Z, including how to buy at auctions. time had passed, and Hyman was in his 80s and still going strong. Wow. But he must have sensed something. He started talking about retiring, and they cut a deal, and Ted purchased the business. They shared an office for about a year or so, and then unfortunately he passed away. Maybe he did know more than, yeah. Ted purchased the real estate. Ted then purchased a real estate franchise and grew the company from 15 agents to over 100. He's downsized today, but in over 37 years in the business, it's the only real estate company he ever worked with or was associated with. And he says, that's me, but as you can see, this is not my first rodeo. And without further ado, I want to welcome Ted Coates.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi there. I'm sorry we had a little glitch in the beginning. How are you?
No problem. I'm great. It's a great time to be alive, as you said. It's just is a very exciting time and great time for people to find their purpose.
Isn't it? It's just, it is. It's just that it seems like now with the social networking, I mean, look what goes on, you know, politically and in other areas, arenas. So much information is being able to be passed on amongst people so much quicker. Even with the news, I mean, we started, I think, what, the CNN news years back started becoming 24-hour news, or that was Time Warner, I think, right, that went into it. Now everything's like yesterday, but you can also, the good thing is we can, you know, if people are close to you, people you trust a lot of times are in your networks, right? And it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, before we get started, tell us a story with you. What happened? What happened to you when Hyman Adler said that was one of the best things that could have happened?
Well, I was in real estate part-time, and I was running in and out of the office, but my full-time job was with the corporate America company, and they kept bugging me about moving and taking promotions to other parts of the country. And I was doing a great job for them, and I had really grown the territory that that I was in. So they gave me an ultimatum. They told me that they wanted me to turn my real estate license in and show them that I was going to be more committed to the corporation and that they would leave me alone. And I refused to do it. I told them that I was on my own time when I was doing real estate, and I saw no reason why I couldn't, but they saw it as an interference to my career with the company. So one day they rolled in on me in the morning and told me they'd meet me at the Holiday Inn for breakfast, and I went, and they said, well, we're going to give you one last chance to either resign or turn in your real estate license, but if you decide, you have to decide right now on the spot that if you decide that you're going to not turn in your license, then we take the company car and everything. Now you get cut off completely.
No
so
notice.
At that,
oh, wow.
At that point, I decided that if I didn't go for myself and if I didn't make a decision in my best interest, that they would have me for the rest of my life. So I told them without any consultation with my wife at the time, I just made
You didn't have
decisions.
Time, right?
Oh. Yeah. So I made the decision and I resigned on the spot.
Wow.
So then I was wondering, like, what did you do?
Because your main income was coming from the corporation, right?
Yeah, I was making money in real estate, but to be honest with you, I at that point in time I was working part time in real estate, but my salary in real estate was pretty much equal to what I was making with the company, other than the company car, the use of the company car. So, but it was still a big move because I was losing all my benefits. I had a daughter, and but you know, sometimes when you stop and think too much, you make the wrong decision. And
that's true.
Luckily, I didn't carry with it. I just went on, made the decision, and when I walked into the office and told him, and that's when he gave me that reaction of the best thing that I've ever done. And so, you know, one of the things that I just left Bible study, we have a daytime Bible study, and we were talking about your storms, because we always have storms in our life. And I tell the folks there, I said, well, instead of thinking about a storm as something negative, think about it as something positive that will move you to a point of growth, and it strengthens you. So I always look at my storms that come, and they do come no matter who you are, where you are, and how much you got.
Exactly.
You're going to have storms right in your life. So you have to embrace those storms as something that is going to strengthen you and take you to the next level. So that's kind
Amen.
Of this situation, well, looking backwards, and it learned me,
so
or taught me a lot forward.
Were you listening to your heart, like your heart, like were you, when you were doing the real estate, were you feeling like this is where I want to be? And when you were doing the other work, you were not sure? Or were you really kind of torn for a while?
Well, no, I knew that real estate was where my heart was, and that's where. But you know, when you got something that's stable, and it seems like, you know, I can't let this go, because if I let this go, I'm uncertain about the future, and I'm moving from a salary to a commission, and commissions are uncertain and whatever. The only thing was uncertain was me. Because once I made up my mind and I did it, it was like, wow, I should have did this for
wow.
a long time.
Wow, no looking back, huh?
No, none at all.
That's
and
fantastic.
So once you go through an experience like that, it teaches you things for the future, so that when things come up, you have more of an assuredness. You feel more secure about your decisions.
I know exactly. because you've done it before, right? You've had you kind of know, wait a minute, this is how I felt, and it's going to work out. And having faith helps a lot too, doesn't it? Having faith, knowing we can trust.
Without a doubt. Let me tell you, if you don't have faith, first of all, you have faith in God. Once you get the faith in God, you have faith in yourself, because God is in each of us, and so you start
yes.
to feel that manifestation of God in you. So you are automatically strengthened, and it just gives you a new set of parameters to work with.
Amen. It's wonderful. So well, tell us real quick, what happened? Was your wife okay with it, or did you have to kind of?
No, I walked in the door where she worked at, because she had the only car that we now had. So I walked a mile from where we live. I walked about a mile
from
where we live.
They took your car right then? They didn't even drive you? I'm sorry to interrupt, but they didn't even give you a ride?
No, they took me home because I had a lot of company samples.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm picturing that they left you right at the holiday. I'm picturing they left you right at the Holiday Inn and said bye. Okay.
Actually,
okay.
If they had did that, I'd have been close to you work.
Okay.
But yeah, it's when I walked in the door, she looked at me and she goes, "What's wrong?" And I go, "Is it that obvious?" She goes, "Yeah. Did somebody die?" I said, "No."
Oh my goodness.
And I told her what had happened, and she said, "You know what? Good. You don't need them. You can do what you need. You can do real estate. You can do this." And she pocketbook gave me the keys to the car. She said, "You can come back and pick me up at 5 o'clock." And they are all coming in.
Fantastic.
So and
congratulations.
A good support system too.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, when they're making changes like that, It's tough if the people, lots of times family is not going to be supportive because they're afraid, you know, or there's other issues going on. And that's a tough, it's a tough decision to make at times, you know. I know when I downsized Maryland and had done so much business and then downsized to go to Hawaii because I knew I was supposed to in my heart, I took my son, my dogs, my books, and my business papers that I knew I needed, and I didn't close Maryland, but it was like I almost like it because I had everybody go to different companies, and I went to Hawaii and didn't know a soul and wasn't afraid and did it all over again. It was like, but and then so when you're making changes, it does help, right? To it really helps because when you, like you said, fast forward, when you go through another situation and it reminds you of that, or you know it's time for another season. It's you're not as afraid because you've done it before and you have your faith, right? But the first time is probably a little bit scarier.
Right. Yeah. The first time is scarier, but I mean, as you've experienced it, so you know exactly how you feel, and it's, you know, we live these our lives, and we should live our life in a way that we grow, and you learn later that there's no failures, just you learn with everything that you do. If it doesn't work, then you learn that what doesn't work. So it doesn't mean you quit or give up. It means that you go back to the drawing board and you try again. Fortunately for me in this situation, I was on a growth path, and I didn't know that I was on a growth path. But I embraced it. And by embracing these changes and things, that's how you grow and go to what you're destined to do.
Isn't that amazing?
Because I'm sure that, you know, with almost any of the pioneers of people who have done great things, they've all gone through the same thing.
Yep.
And be unsure.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it's really good to follow your heart and listen. And they say if you have the plan mapped out so well to the T, then the goal's not big enough because you need to have faith and things are going to change and things come to you. And when you really have the faith, it's amazing how God does help. It really is amazing how when you really believe and you have the faith and you put the effort in and your heart's telling you to go, it's amazing how much works out. I've seen it over and over and over again. And the beautiful part about today, like if we're going to talk about Power, which is the solar company, and that's a type of networking that gives back to people. It's doing something that is making a difference. It's something that people need and can use day to day to benefit them. And anybody that wants to get in it can actually get in it in a part-time situation. I know with real estate, you did phenomenal to do it part time, you know, and get in. I went fully full time after a little bit, and it's very and always did it full time for all the over 32 years. It can be a risk. These other businesses, except it worked out. I mean, it's always worked out because I'm not going to. I don't quit, but it's something. I think quit is not in our vocabulary too well, is it? We aren't the type of people to quit.
No,
it's just kind of like, really, are you serious? No, it's not there. But the thing about, for example, Power and solar, which we're going to get into, is people can get into it, and with us being in real estate, it's a no-brainer that we would want to assist people with solar because we're dealing with houses, we're dealing with buildings, we're dealing with, you know, many, many properties that can utilize the solar. And this is just what I want to get into. They don't have to quit their jobs. They don't have to do. I'm certainly not going to be able to do with what I do, offer the solar full time because I can't. But what we can do with our networks is introduce the people that can actually make benefits off of it, you know, et cetera, while giving back. So with that said, can you tell us a little bit about Power, the solar company, how you came to it, why you believe in it, and why you're on a mission to help it grow?
Sure. To begin with,
I always ask three questions at once. Sorry.
That's okay. To begin with, if you look around the world in almost every industry that you can imagine, there are what we call disruptions going on, that these certain institutions have stood for years and years, and now they are being challenged. Their very foundations are being challenged. If you look at Uber, came along and everybody said, you know, you'll never make it because the cab companies, you'll never get around the cab companies in the transportation industry, and look what they are and how big they are today. And if you look at Airbnb doesn't own one hotel building, not one piece of real estate do they own, and now they have more rooms available on the market than all the hotels put together. And they, most of the people, if you look at Facebook doesn't own any of the information or any of the people, rights to the people who are putting information into their system, but look how large they've grown, and this is just something that we hadn't seen before. And so when Powell came, it was set up to be a disruptor for all of the utility companies that are old grid companies and the way that they operate on the grid, and everybody's dependent and tied to these utility companies and to whatever they wanted to charge and however they wanted to treat you. And so Power is a disruptor. And what's going on is it's being disrupted in a way that they are a solar panel distributor that uses direct marketing structure to sell solar energy products directly to the consumer. And the goal is to distribute clean energy to homes across America while giving entrepreneurs a new business opportunity. And it's not, if we individually went out and tried to set up our own solar company, it would be cost prohibitive. But this way, right, we get to have an opportunity to have your own company, so to speak, and to operate your company in a way that you would, it's your business. The one great thing about Power is it's one of the first B corporations. It's actually a public benefit corporation. And it's probably the only one in the multi-level industry that is set up strictly to be of public benefit. So when I saw this and I read it and looked at what the history was, and I saw what is happening to the environment overall, what people, how will this better and improve people's lives? And I said, you know what, this is what I wanted, because real estate meant that to me in my heart, that I was giving something to people that was going to change their lives, it's going to make a difference in their life. So there are a lot of things that you could sell, but most of the companies out there are selling people or trying to get people to buy something that they don't really need, and or they could do without. But with this, this is a utility that you use every day and minute of your life, and you pay for it. So if I can deliver in a way that it helps people save money, I'll give you a case in point. I had a lady that has a very big house. It was all electric. She was paying $600 a month for her utility bill. It took me a while to talk to her. She goes, sounds too good to be true. Finally, she agreed, and she had the panels put on her house. It was just 2 weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, she called and said, I'm so glad. It's the best thing I ever did in my life. She said, I just got my utility bill from BG&E, and it's
$68. Wow, so, from $600? Wow.
From $600. So, you know, for everybody, it operates differently, and it depends on, you know, what your utilities, what kind of utilities you have and how you use them, and there are some variables there. But for the most part, just figure the sun is free. So you're getting your energy from the sun. And basically it's the panels and the way that they convert that energy that you basically end up paying for. But you end up paying for it, you're going to pay the utility companies for the rest of your life. And you're going to pay it at a much, much higher rate than you would pay if you had solar panels on your house.
Well, now, on the solar, being in the real estate, you know, industry, we've seen them, and I know different. I've seen average prices I don't know how many panels it is, 30, 40, and average prices just in the industry around, just say guesstimate, about $20,000, and maybe it's higher and could be lower, and they can either pay it off in full, or they can pay it over a period of so many years, usually. I mean, I've seen leases where we've had to get transfer of leases where they were maybe $100 and some a month was what they were paying. Does that sound about estimating? Does that sound about right? So if they're paying, that's about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
So just say it's $20,000 and they're paying, is it over 20 years? I haven't seen, I've just seen different types of contracts just on the real estate side, which we don't get into all of it. We want to get it transferred over and then work with the lender if they're not buying it out. Actually, the mortgage lender, to make sure it's okay, depending on what type of loan they're getting, et cetera. Would you say then if they're spending, you know, $1,000, it's cost them $1,000, $1,200 a month to lease it if they don't buy it out, and say that's over a 20-year period. So say they've got $25,000. I don't know. What does it work out to be? Is that still – so it's still saving them a lot of money versus paying $300, $600 a month in electric. It's always working out, right, pretty much? I mean, have you seen cases where it doesn't work out, where somebody shouldn't get the panels? Or, I mean,
well,
assuming the house is okay. Huh?
Yeah, what power does is we have set up a, in every state that we're in, and we're in pretty much what every state, including Canada, and what they do is we find the best installers in those areas. The largest installer usually is the people who have been doing it for years and years, because solar's been around for quite a while. It just hasn't been popularized like it is now. So we find those people because we give you a choice of getting two different estimates from the different installers in the area. And you should always compare those prices, because what we do is we bring the consumer to the installer. The installer takes over at that point and goes out and they do their engineering work, looking at the roof, seeing which way the house faces, which way the sun is going to benefit the house for the most part. And they work it out that if the house is going to be getting the best possible chance of savings when they're finished and they put the panels on the roof. If they think that it's not going to be a benefit to put panels on a person's roof for some reason, and usually that is trees blocking out, if a property is heavily shaded with trees, then, you know going that that's not going to work.
Not funny enough. Right.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, the panels will draw light to them, but they won't be able to absorb the sun the way enough to make it efficient. So they only interested in putting the panels on your house if, in fact, it's going to be of benefit to you.
Okay, but overall, number-wise, and it seems to work out, right? That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, some houses, like the lady I mentioned, they have panels on her garage roof as well. And another job that we did, it was very interesting, where the people lived on about 5 acres, and they had built this house that was probably about 8,000 square feet, and it had plenty of roof space, but the whites didn't want the panels on the roof. So what they did is they built ground mounts, and they mounted the panels on the ground because they had 5 acres, so they had so much room to do with it, not really be in the way of it going on. So, yeah, so it's important that people understand that when these people come out, because when I really put these people in the system, my idea was I saw all of this roof space, and it never dawned on me that it would end up being a job where roof mount, where ground mounts were put installed.
Right.
So,
right.
So when the engineers go out and they get together with the people and they talk, you know, anything could be possible.
That's incredible. Now, I was looking at it last year, because I'm all about the networking and you know, we'll go into some of the other parts of it later, but I was looking at it last year, and then somebody was mentioning Tesla and that Elon Musk was starting the solar, and so then it was like, oh, wait a minute, is that going to be an issue? And from what I'm understanding, I never want to say anything and quote it and say verbatim, you know, we're giving information here, but some things can change, so I don't want to be liable for any misinformation, right, as far as, but from what I understand and what I've read and learned, under those solar panels of Tesla, they have to install a new roof. It can't just be put the panels on, which is what most solar companies do. Are you familiar with that or how that works?
One of the things that we do, even in my position as a person that's initiating this for the consumer, is that they do take a look at the roof. They don't want to put panels on a bad roof and only to find out that the roof is not structurally sound or that they have to come out and pull the panels off sometime in the future because the roof is leaking. So, yes, having a good roof and a roof structure is important.
So it's not mandatory with Tesla. Okay, go on, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying on Tesla, I was reading recently that they said they have to redo the roof always, and I just don't know if that's the case or not.
Yeah, no,
it's a good roof, that's not good. Okay.
Right. No. If it's a good roof, it's a good roof. There's no problem. The only time that they do that is, like I said, when the roof is bad. They won't put panels over a bad roof.
But that's solar. But I was reading that something with Tesla, so that's not the case with them. There's not some system where they actually redo it? Okay. I know I read it for sure, but I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, Tesla is now a transportation and energy company. It sells vehicles under Tesla Motors division and stationary battery packs for home, commercial, and utility projects under the Tesla Energy. The firm acquired its sister company, which is SolarCity, and that's now part of their energy division. Tesla is like a research company for the solar industry overall. And they do things like right now they have what they call this huge factory that takes up acres and acres of land up in New York. And they have partnered with like Sony, and they develop different kind of ideas for roofs, new kind of things and improvement, and but a lot of what they're doing is a little futuristic or because of the expense.
Uh-huh.
It's just
right.
Power will and the installers that we use across the country will benefit from the research of what Tesla is doing. So
I got
it's not
okay.
you know, it's not a competition so much as it is a kind of joining together to for the overall good.
Okay, so is Solar City still one of the ones that Power uses, or?
No, we when we started off, we were solely with Solar City, and
okay.
What happened was Elon Musk had, I guess, his vision was to take the company in the direction where he was going to buy out Solar City and make it a part of his Tesla operation, a part of his energy. They were kind of going in a little bit different direction than what our business
okay.
model was going in. So we
okay.
switched over and changed our business model, and we
okay.
keep going strong.
That's fantastic. No, it's fantastic. I just read that somewhere, though. I'll have to look it up more about that, about the roofs having to be replaced or something. On not with Power, but with the other. So, look, interesting.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. So, before we get, we'll get a little bit into the and you love it, and I love it, in fact, because people need it, and we're in the real estate industry, and why not help the people, and then also get other people involved to be able to help people. So, on the business side of it, how does it? Just as a generic question, Power has become is a network marketing company doing solar, and you said they go in and they find the best companies to work with in the areas, right? So I'm sure they're getting companies that are experienced, et cetera, and then they have their departments that take care of everything with the customer service, the engineers, or the contractors, et cetera. How on the business side for somebody that wants to get in and network market and bring people under them, et cetera, how is the money made in the sense, like, wouldn't it be, if you're just looking at it as a layperson, wouldn't you think, well, if it's a network marketing company and they're paying money to their associates, wouldn't it cost me more to get solar than if I just went straight to another company that doesn't have any of this? Wouldn't the cost be cheaper for me?
No, because the money that we make and the way we are paid is not equated into the price of the panels to the consumer at all. It's the compensation plan and the way it's set up is set up on a completely different basis of how you get paid. But again, it does not increase the cost of the panels. So
okay, is it because it doesn't, it definitely does. Okay.
No, you could go. Uh-huh. I mean, I've seen situations where, because Solar City, at the same time that they were doing this with us, they also had their people out on the street, and so
okay.
I would see quotes that Solar City was giving. Say they got a lead directly that came into their company. And I had a lead that was that I was putting into the system for them, and the prices were exactly the same.
Okay.
They were exactly the
That's
same.
Great. That's fantastic. That's interesting. It's going to be so. Right now. Power is it in all 50 states, Canada, and going towards Mexico, or?
Yes, yeah, going towards Mexico. We're in Puerto Rico, and it was so funny during the storm in Puerto Rico that there were places where they had solar and they were still getting power, and sometimes,
wow.
especially in places where there was some form of the grid still up. But,
wow.
you know, it as they refine solar, and like I said, if they have a solar system that's running on their own battery pack and they have their own storage, then it doesn't make any difference whether the grid's up or not. It will operate.
That's fantastic. Now, we in Hawaii, we had a lot, and I'm assuming in many different states, and there was issues, because you always get the politics involved, the other companies that aren't going to want it, just like the cab companies not wanting Uber, right? The electric companies not wanting solar. So I know in Hawaii we had moratoriums in different areas, and then they started releasing that and allowing it, and then people would pay for like a little converter. So you would pay this for this converter from the electric company that they, so they still got some money, and then the solar. I'm not sure, not that that matters for what we're talking about today, but I'm just saying I'm not sure how this is working everywhere, but it looks like solar's being able to go in many, many areas now.
Yeah, it's as you said, it's that political animal that's there, and you've got like some of the people that are in power today are heavily vested into oil, so they are dragging their feet and they are trying to block solar in any way they can.
Right.
But it's like with the utility companies. When an idea has come and its time has come, you know, it's like an oncoming train. It's pretty hard to stop. So in almost everything that changes or major changes have come about, there's always that initial resistance. And solar
right.
is just growing so rapidly now. And now the more and more people who get it and realize what a benefit it is, there are certain states now where, and I think Florida is one of them, where you can't build for new builders, for everything that they build new, it has to have solar. So that's how things are changing, where people realize that this is something that is going to be a part of going forward, going to be a part of life, and the utility companies just can't stop it. A lot of them are fighting now to get on board.
It's better, right? I think it's better, because there was a, just like we have in the real estate world when we do menu programs, and when we started doing them, I started in 94, you know, and we have affiliates in 50 states and that we work with and to place people. And I mean, the Justice Department antitrust has had to get in at different times because of people and, you know, commissions and places saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, why can't you do it, right? And then finally it wins out. So the politics is always interesting to me, but we all need power. And solar's taken off like crazy. I know many different states were giving tax credits if you got solar. I'm not sure who's still doing it, or, you know, we wouldn't be able to list all the states right now anyhow, but it's worth it to look that up if you're interested in getting the solar, just to be aware
yeah.
of, you know, what some are giving credits, some aren't. I understand there was a new – huh? Sorry.
Go ahead. Well, and I said, as long as our present political situation doesn't try to interfere with that. Recently, there was a 30% tariff put on solar panels that were being imported in. Well, what came out of that was one of the largest Chinese companies that were importing these panels they're going to put a factory in this country.
Perfect. That's fantastic.
So it's like I said, it's an oncoming train. It's not, nothing's going to stop it.
I'm reading the thing. I see that now. It says because the Trump this is in this month. Administration announced Monday that it would impose tariffs on solar panels as well as washing machines because of complaints from domestic manufacturers that they were being hurt by cheap imports. So now, especially China's dropped sharply. They're going to put their that's fantastic factory here. This is great. I think that's a good thing. I mean, we need to stick together and so it looks like that's still. So one of the Okay, so this is something I'm reading. Now, everything we're telling, when it comes to rules and laws, you always have to check because things change so fast, and we know that in the real estate industry. It says one of the largest solar subsidies is going to go away. Now, when they say that, somebody else can introduce bills, so that doesn't ever mean that that's really done for good because people fight it and things happen. But it says currently taxpayers can claim a 30% federal tax credit on the cost of solar installation. I know there's been state credits too, so if you're, you know, it's good to check into this. We never have enough time on this show to go into all the details, but give you food for thought, too, and questions to ask. It says the credit decreases to 26% in 2020, 21% in 2021, before being phased out in 2022. So, you know, in addition to getting these, you can get these huge credits, which is really a huge cost savings, you know, for everybody. And when they say maybe phased out later, I know when we're reverting to the real estate side, we have a lot of people listening that are in real estate. We saw the short sales, the laws that President Bush brought in getting extended and extended and extended, even through President Obama being in. So a lot of things that are, they say are going to come out or aren't going to. But for today, at least, until 2022, you can definitely get a good credit. And isn't that that's in addition to state and local incentives. Awesome.
And by the time, like you said, and by that time, the demand for solar is going to be so strong that it will get extended or a renewed program put into place. And one of the great things about when you're talking or you sign up and come in, what we do is we present to the consumer a free proposal. When we sign you up to get a free proposal, you connect it with the installer and the company, and they give you an answer every question that you have. So any questions about tax rebates and that, they got it figured into their program. So they're going to tell you what most perfect way for you to take part in this. Like
perfect.
I said, the guy that had the ground mounts put in, he owns a I don't know how many Dunkin' Donuts. He must own 20 of them, but he's got a lot of money. So when we talked about getting zero down solar, that's what I went in with him to talk about. Well, he wanted to buy them out. So that he wanted to do. I mean, to me, it didn't make any difference. It was up to him to what he decided. They gave him all the information and options that he would have to consider, and he chose that option. So evidently it was going to be a nice tax consequence for him or a tax benefit by doing it that way because he had that kind of income. So it depends on the person, their finances, but everything is explained to them in detail. And once you get this free proposal, you are not obligated in any form or fashion to do anything. You know, you could just walk away and say, okay, no, I don't want to do it, period. But once they talk to you and they show you the benefits and what the savings, you know, are estimated to be, then usually I haven't seen anybody walk away. I really have not.
That's fantastic. It's amazing. For more information on this, you're talking to Ted Coates and Natalie Mullinex. This is Realty Universal Radio. You can also, on the power, you can email us at radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com as well. Ted's got teamallpossible.com you can go to also as well to sign up. On the business side, let's go, because do you believe we only have about 10 more minutes? It goes by so fast. on the business side, it's always let's talk a little bit about if somebody wants to join and go into power, they can actually sign up. It looks like there's three different plans.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess the best thing to do would be to go through, like you said, through your site if they have any questions, and you can kind of direct them to where they need to go. But the great part of it, there's nothing like information, and we live in this new information age, and things, as Natalie had said, earlier, things change so fast. And what has happened with Power is they have just introduced Power 3. It was Power 1, it was Power 2, and it was each time they restructure and redo their plans and how they operate and how they pay, and it's always been a big improvement over what was happening before. One of the big things is that once a person who gets in as a solar advisor and they take the courses that are there for them and they learn about solar, then they have now a consultant program that you can go into where you get paid on an even a higher scale because that you do this consulting program. So there's a lot of information there, and like I said, it's ever-changing, but always
right.
I've seen for the best.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it just looks like you can go in and you can go in, and if you're, you know, you just don't have time to do this, you can refer people to it, and they can do it. You can also bring it up to when you say somebody, you know, somebody in your neighborhood that wants it. For real estate agents and brokers, they're listing homes all the time, you know, so it's easy to say, hey, you know, if you're interested, and of course, full disclosure that they're a part of Power, et cetera, and however that is referred to. So what happens if you're an agent or broker and you're in somebody's home or in the neighborhood, you know, a friend or relative or whomever wants to get solar? At this point, what do you do if you're already if you're signed up? Do you just give them set them up with an appointment for somebody to come out?
You give them your link, because what happens is when a person goes on and signs up using your link, you get immediate notification of it. So you can at that point contact them and talk to them, answer any questions that they might have. But it's like you said, with full disclosure that you are a part of the program.
Right.
The great part of being a part of the program that the program is not going to be something that embarrasses you. One of my pet peeves is that I don't like referring people to somebody that I don't know, and I will not do it for money or anything else. So if it's not something that I believe in, then I'm not referring to people because I'm dealing with a person that I'm developing as a customer for life. So, and you can't do customer for life. You can't do them wrong. So the one thing you can feel really secure about is that you're dealing with a super reputable company, and we are dealing with super reputable installation folks. So if nobody's going to go out and do a fast shuffle and try to sell you something that you don't need or don't want, the only thing we do is we sell people what they need. And they may not know what they want yet, but we know it's something that they need and that it's going to be something that's going to benefit them and make their life better.
Fantastic. Just a plus, plus, plus.
Yes. I like win-win-win situations.
You know, so you can exactly, me too, you can advocate, participate in the acceleration of solar adoption worldwide. Just like we go, you know, for green energy and all these changes, and we were, it's just amazing what's going on around the world, and I'm just thrilled that it's happening, you know, and we're really getting healthier and working on getting healthier and doing these things. So it's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
And you have advisors and you have people to help you too. Good.
I had a little thing that I did. I was one of the things that I used when I'm advertising solar, and it says that here's how much money you would pay your utility company using utilities for the rest of your life. A total utility bill of $82,073. And this
82,
amount.
Oh, okay. God, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And this is the amount that you would pay your utility company. Now, if you were to go solar, you would save with solar about $39,040 of that over a 25-year period.
Wow.
And that's an assumption that 80% of your power is offset by the panels and assumes that you also pay cash for your system there.
But if your financing is probably not that high, right? Finance charge
right,
probably isn't
right.
astronomical.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I do want to say, in the real estate world, we always have to check. They put some things in where if you want it, when the buyer wants to transfer and take over the lease, there are some laws coming out where the buyer, where they can make the seller, either take them off if the buyer doesn't want to take it over, but most people wouldn't want to. They would want to take it over because there's such a benefit at that time. There's just different.
Yeah.
I'm just telling the real estate side of it because of some situations we've run into. It's fantastic. It's like I've never seen anybody say no, I don't want it, because who wouldn't want that to save power?
Absolutely. In most of the cases that we've seen, it increases the value of the house anywhere from 10% to 15%.
It's a no-brainer, huh?
It really is, and I think that more and more people, and that's why a lot of the states now are making mandatory goals by year 2025, 2030, that they want to achieve a certain percentage of their overall houses to have solar in them. And so if the powers to be are thinking that way, then, certainly nobody's going to come and beg you to put solar panels on your house, but you need to be able to take the information, look at it, and use it to your benefit.
Exactly. Definitely. Well, that is fantastic. So we are almost at the end right now, and it's been interesting. I learned a lot as far. I really... there's a couple questions I had I wasn't sure of, and you cleared it up for me. It's very,
good.
Very good.
Very good.
So tell me, we just have like about 2-3 minutes left. What do you, because you've been in this a long, you've been in the industry a long time. I'm over 32 years. How many years are you now, 38? Or more than that, because you had your license before you did. Okay, it's okay.
Well, no, I don't mind telling you. I mean, I got my license in 1973.
Wow, 12 so, more, 44 years? 44, oh, wow, okay, wow.
Yeah. So, and like I said, real estate has been good to me. It's been good to my family, and it's afforded me a lifestyle that I don't know what else I could have done. And to have at the same time gotten the same joy out of what I've done. It's like when you enjoy what you do, it's like not having to work a day in your life. And that's how it's
absolutely
felt to me.
That's fantastic. Well, and I've known you for a long time, and Vera Proctor was a dear friend of both of ours who was
right
there for about over 40 years. Yeah, and she just passed 2 years ago, and I've known her. I knew her since the 80s. Wow. And well, I'm looking forward to doing this with you too. We're all about being change agents, putting it out to our networks, helping people live a better life. And this all makes sense. And living
good
a life by choice. Yes.
Yep. And help others.
Thank
do
you.
The same
thank
thing
you. Exactly. We pass it on, right? Pass
yes,
on.
Indeed.
I love it. So I will. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on, and to everybody
thank
out
you,
there,
you.
I wish you. Thank you, sir. And then to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.